don't you just, like, give it to him? I don't know. Maybe that's dumb.
Have it be a serious title that's defended in the ring sometimes. I'm not saying have it defended in the ring all the time, because I love the backstage segments where somebody just sneaks up and pins somebody. Like, don't cut that out. But don't, like, have it be kind of serious, defended every week, in the ring some weeks, and I don't know. I think even if it changes hands backstage, whoever has it should still have to defend that title every week. I think that would be cool. So, like, fucking somebody comes out and beats R-Truth, and they're like, well, you see, you just beat R-Truth for the 24-7 championship. Are you aware that your 24-7 championship defense match is an open challenge, and it starts right now? And it's just like, because I would love it, because they'd still have to defend it every week, even if they just won it that week. They'd if it wasn't defended already in the show, they have to defend it. Like, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a title. I don't understand why more people don't go after it. In general,
and I don't understand why they make it such a joke. Like, oh, a chicken just pinned R-Truth side stage and is now the champion. It's like, I don't know. It could be serious and more enjoyable to see, you know?
No, it definitely. I mean, it could be, for
rather
sure.
Rather than R-Truth having it every time. He's like a 40-time champion at this point, probably.
He is. I think he's more than that. He might even be getting close to 50 now. I know he's something. My phone's being charged, or else I'd look it up. But he's something. I think he's like 48 or 49. I don't know.
I'm looking it
number.
Up right now. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see R-Truth get pushed seriously.
Me too. Well, I mean, it doesn't even have to be like I said, it doesn't have to be a serious segment. It's just a matter of, like, giving it more time and being serious that way. Making it more a pivotal part of your show. Like, The Miz and Morrison, they're not, like, serious. But they're on the show every week. And they're on the Hulu highlight. And they get good amounts of screen time.
Dude, yeah.
And, I don't know.
Do you know who the first ever 24/7 champion was?
No.
You would think it was R-Truth, but it was actually Titus O'Neil.
I feel like I knew that.
You know who the oldest champion was? Pat Patterson.
Oh, I thought it was Million Dollar Man.
At 78 years old, the youngest champion is named Enes Kanter.
Enes Kanter?
He's a basketball.
Enes Kanter's a basketball player, yeah.
Yeah, apparently he was the 24/7 champion at 27 years old. I guess that's the youngest. The lightest champion ever to hold the 24/7 championship is Kelly Kelly.
Oh, Kelly Kelly.
The heaviest champion is The Revival. Apparently they won it together.
FTR.
Most reigns is R-Truth with 45.
Oh, I thought he was at, like, 48 or 49 by now.
There's a 26-minute-long YouTube video of his 24/7 championship wins, and I really want to watch it.
That's
the longest reign is 68 days.
Is it Hogan or Truth?
Nope.
Rob Gronkowski.
Yep. Yep. Longest reign, Rob Gronkowski.
He held it for a couple months after WrestleMania.
Yeah, 68 days.
Which we crazy. Were making jokes. We wanted it to be defended during like an NFL halftime show. Dude, what a halftime show. That'd be so amazing.
I agree. I would rather it be like Rob Gronkowski's in the middle of a play and they're just like, oh my God, what is going on? A fan has run onto the field. And they're like, wait, that's not a fan. That's WWE superstar from Monday Night Raw on Fox, R-Truth. Because, like, football and Raw is both on Fox.
Dude,
so, like, it would have been perfect.
They never would have done that.
They could never do that during a play, but what if it was, like, during a huddle or a timeout or something, and he just sneaks up behind him and pins him? Like, how is Rob Gronkowski going to focus on the rest of this game after he just lost his title? God. Every single person that watched football at that moment would immediately think football was also fake. They'd be like, what the fuck is football turning into?
Dude, that would get memed on so much.
Oh, of course.
Dude, that would be amazing. Oh, that's so sad. Dude, they should have done... At least during, like I'm saying, like, if they did it during, like, a halftime show or, like, something. Like, I don't know, just something involving, like, during an NFL broadcast. It doesn't even have to be during a fucking Tampa, like, during a Tampa game. It could have been during, like, a different game. And they're just like, the halftime show is Rob Gronkowski versus our church for the 24/7 title. Like, I don't know.
Or
have him
being, like, interviewed or something, and then the fucking...
Yeah, but, like, during a game. In some way. Like, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't even have to be, like, their own game.
The interviewer is like, how are you going to play the rest of this game knowing that you're no longer the 24/7 championship in the WWE, or the champion? And he's just like, well, honestly, man, it's heartbreaking, but I'm going to go out there and play, I'll give it my all like I always do. And who knows, maybe I'll get my title back. I don't know. That's probably exactly how it would go.
That seems pretty accurate.
Watch your back, R-Truth, because the Gronk is coming for you.
Jesus fuck.